to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. It's a new week here at the Superhuman Radio Network. We're starting off with a really important show for a couple reasons. This is an important show. Number one, it just shows that no matter how old you are, you can still do some amazing superhuman things. We're going to be talking to Laura Blodgett about that in just a second. And then we're going to be joined by Dr. Laszlo Boros, who I met in Tampa a couple years ago at the keto convention, but more importantly, someone whose opinion I put a lot of weight in, and that's Ron Penna, started talking to me about him at one of the meetings we had at Quest a few years ago. And I know that he also works with a good friend of mine, Dr. Q Collins, and he is the guy that's really making all the noise about deuterium. You're saying, well, what's deuterium? You're going to find out in just a moment during the top of the second hour. We'll be joined by him all the way from Hungary. But first, before we get started with today's show, of course, I have to pay homage to All-American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for a generous title sponsorship that they pay us, which really does keep this show going. Of course, we know we always have that to fall back on. And you can get six of their most popular products right now absolutely free. Just pay $5.99 shipping and handling. It's like $50 worth of goodies. I mean, they're sending all sorts of stuff out, shaker bottles with it, reports. Every time I see a picture of what people get from Dr. Jeff, who I affectionately call Supplement Santa, people are like, can I order this again in a couple months? And he's like, yeah, sure, if you pay $5.99. I mean, who does that? Nobody. But they do over at EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.net, click any of the EFX Sports banner ads, try six of their most popular products absolutely free because they believe you should try it before you buy it. Laura, you got to help me out. Did I pronounce your name right? Is it Blodgett?
You did an excellent job pronouncing it.
And how are you? Welcome to the show.
I am fine. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. So first of all, how did you get started? You recently wrote an ebook, Why Does Grandma Run Barefoot? Which is probably what your grandkids ask their parents all the time. but how did you get started with the barefoot running?
Well, it's actually my husband's fault, I guess you could say. About 8 years ago, I was having some trouble with iliotibial band issues, and mm-hmm. he was having some trouble with plantar fasciitis. And so he was doing a bunch of research, and he said, hey, honey, I think maybe you want to try this. And so I went out and ran a mile barefoot, and I was just immediately hooked. It was so much fun.
Now, are you running on hard pavement, or are you running on grass and dirt?
I usually run on asphalt, all kinds of asphalt. And really, for people who are especially beginning to run barefoot, grass or anything that is extra soft or where you can't really see the ground as well is a kind of a dangerous place to start.
Yeah, because depth perception, because from what I know of running barefoot, now keep in mind that for many years I ran in five fingers. I recently had foot surgery, so I will be back to that soon. But I get it, because you need to know where you're going to strike the ground in order to do it properly and not put too much load on the foot, right?
Yeah, but I would also add that after you have been running barefoot for a while, it can vary for different people, but anywhere from 2 to 5 years, you sort of get more expert at it. And so you're not only are your senses honed differently to what you're going to be up against, but your legs and your feet are strengthened so that when you do hit things that aren't anticipated or you just don't know what to do, your body knows what to do better.
Okay. How long have you been running barefoot?
I've kind of beginning to lose track, which I think is fun. But I think I've been running barefoot for about 8 years at this point in my life. I do think that I ran more minimalist and barefoot when I was a child, which is partly why I was frustrated when I got to be an adult and started to try running, because they had changed the shoes and they had made them thicker and stiffer.
In fact, the track shoes that we grew up with in high school were exactly the opposite of the track shoes today. So today, track shoes have a fairly decent heel, And everybody pretty much runs in what is known as a heel strike fashion. But when you and I were young, I'm 60 now too. When you and I were young, track shoes had no heel. In fact, when you looked at them, the toes pointed up because the idea was you were supposed to run on the pads of your feet. Your heel wasn't supposed to touch anything.
Well, I was only a sprinter in junior high and high school, but yeah, I do remember they were very minimalist. The only thing that was probably wrong with them is they still constrained the toes a fair amount.
So are you saying the mitten design shoe, which was designed out of convenience for those making shoes, is a bad idea in general?
I think so.
Even one with a large enough toe box where you can spread out? I think so, too. I wore Five Fingers for 10 years and will be back in them again soon. But even if the toe box is wide enough where your toes can reach out?
Well, I don't think you can just pick one feature of a shoe and decide on the shoe. And it depends on the activity, it depends on your experience, and it depends on other features of the shoes. For instance, I buy a few pairs of shoes. I tend to call them footwear because when you say shoe, people have a preconceived idea of what that is. There's a company called Soft Star Shoes, which I purchase footwear, which I wear in more extreme conditions, whether hiking with my husband or out in the garden when it's cold and wet. And those have, there's a mostly leather and they have a very wide toe box. But one of the other features that's really important to me is how flexible they are and how thin they are so that I can get better ground feel.
And that ground feel to orthopedic surgeons is actually called purchase. When you run barefoot or you run in, say, Five Fingers, the activity of the toes, which is negated in a mitten shoe, they actually, quote unquote, purchase the ground. And what that means is to some degree they grab. When you look at your toes when you run versus when you're relaxed, your toes are actually like your fingers trying to grab the ground. They're trying to produce stability for the foot. Mm-hmm. And that term is actually called purchase when the toes do that. On the ground. So you're absolutely right. I'm not a big fan of mitten type shoes in general. After wearing Five Fingers for 10 years, I learned that my toes like to be spread out instead of squeezed together.
Yes.
And one other thing I want to mention, women need to get this message. Women suffer from bunions because of those damn pointy high heels they wear. I get it. I know fashion is important, but you got to be doing something else when you're not wearing high heels. Barefoot running or running at least in a minimalist shoe like a Five Finger is probably a good idea for women. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I had the advantage of being slightly taller than average my whole life, and so I was not as inspired to wear high heels. So I consider that a blessing from this point of view. But I do think it's important that people actually run barefoot. And then if they want to use the other shoes, some more for other conditions and different things. But if you don't run barefoot, you don't work on your form and you are more prone to injury, even in the minimalist shoes.
And I become of the thinking over the past couple decades that most of the problems that people have with their feet today are a result of modern shoe design. And if people spent more time barefoot in general, we would find healthier feet. There's another thing that people don't pay attention to, which occurs naturally when your toes try to purchase the ground that you're walking and running on. Our feet spend a lot of time bending in one direction but not the other. The arch, the muscles in the arch, the muscle in the bottom of the feet that pull the toes and curl like a ballerina would. If you imagine trying to grab something with your foot, we don't do that often enough. The foot becomes out of balance, and we end up with lots of these diseases of modernity of the feet. If people spent more time barefoot, they would activate those muscles that grab with the foot more frequently, and we would have less foot problems. Have you come to this conclusion as well?
Yeah, and they would have a lot fewer problems with their whole musculoskeletal system, because when you confine the feet and you keep them from doing their job, then all of that stress and strain of trying to keep balance or just where the pressure points are, it goes up your back. It goes into your knees.
This is so let me share a story that's not only supports but shows how accurate that statement is. So in 2016, I crushed my foot, and across the year of 2017, my foot became deformed because muscle imbalances from the crush injury literally pulled my two middle toes out of the socket, called a traumatic hammer toe. But also the big toe started to separate. The sesamoid came out, and the big toe started to shift away from the foot because the muscles in my arch were out of balance. And as a result of not having a ball on my left foot, I started walking on the outer two toes and the side of my foot, or what you could consider the side of your hand, the side of your foot. So by doing this and rolling off my foot like that, literally thousands and thousands of times a week, I developed a problem in my knee on the outside of the knee, because by changing the way I used my foot changed the way my knee worked, and it also changed the way my hip worked. So you're absolutely right. I am living with that problem now. That will go away once I start walking normally again. But you're so right about that.
Yeah, and there are so many little bones and muscles in the feet that are trying to do this job. And if you don't give them the flexibility to do their job, then you harm the rest of the body.
And I want to talk about the book and your experience here, but I also want to echo something else about the foot. The foot is one of the most amazing apparatuses on our body, because when you realize that 80% of the muscles that are in the foot that activate the foot, because there are muscles up in the leg that also play a role in activating the foot, but 80% of the muscles in the foot that activate the foot, you are standing and walking on. Now, think about this. Try to do a curl while someone is squeezing your bicep. You can't do it. Meanwhile, the muscles in your feet bear all of the weight of your body and function at the same exact time. Think about that for a second, how amazing that is.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why when I run with my dogs and they get in my way and try and knock me over, they can't do it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So let's talk about the book. So you have been running for barefoot for a long time. And what inspired you to write this book? Because I'm sure that people see you and go, oh, that can't be good for your feet.
Well, mostly they wonder why I'm having so much fun and they're not. But I have stopped. I've had different people try and stop me during runs. And sometimes I'm like, I'll talk to you when I'm done or whatever. But I remember one in particular time I was running in winter and it was about 34 degrees, but it was dry because moisture does make a difference. And my feet, I was warm. I wasn't in shorts. I had long pants on and a jacket and kind of thing, but my feet were just incredibly happy. But this one older gentleman was quite concerned about me and asking, you know, aren't you cold, whatever? And so I said, here, just touch my feet.
Yeah, right.
And he looked at me like I was crazy, which maybe I am. But so he touched them and he was just stunned. He says, they are so warm. And that's another part that of using your feet so often, you increase the circulation, the muscles get stronger. Just so many parts come together when you use a body part right.
Well, and bone mineralization. I talked about this on the show recently a couple times. So when I went for my foot surgery, the surgeon who did my surgery is actually the surgeon for Dancing with the Stars. So he knows feet.
Oh, yeah.
After the surgery, he said in 35 years of doing surgeries, he said, I've done well over 20,000 surgeries. I've never encountered bone as hard as yours in feet. He said they burnt out two saw blades and a drill trying to cut and drill my foot for the devices that they were putting in. And the other surgeons that were assisting were astonished. And he also has seen pictures of my hips because I tore a hamstring. And he said, no, he said, this guy lifts heavy weight. And really, I was doing it close to barefoot because I've always trained in five fingers. So my feet have experienced that same phenomenon that we talk about when you do load-bearing weight, it increases bone mineralization. Well, the bone mineralization of my feet was influenced because I deadlifted, I squatted, I ran. I did everything as close to barefoot as possible without actually being barefoot. And the bone in my feet were influenced by that as well.
Yeah, and so and you asked about why I wrote the book, is because I wanted people to understand how much better they could feel, how much more active they could be in an enjoyable sort of way if they were using their body the right way, using their feet the right way.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the book. Let's give people some tips about getting started and where they can get the book. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. A buddy of mine who flies for a major airline, and he's one of the best investors that I know, He has a big old farm he lives on. He has a fantastic workout. His entire three-car garage he turned into a gym. And he texted me the other day and said, I just found the most amazing life insurance company. They make you take a quiz, and if you're healthy, they accept you, and if you're not, they don't. They care about the fact that you train and you eat right. He told me their name. He said they're called healthiq.com. I said, they're already a sponsor. More and more people are learning that if you take care of your body, you can actually save money, and you can start with life insurance. healthiq.com/SHR. Take the quiz and save up to 30% off your life insurance. Why pay more? Why? And the quiz takes a couple minutes. Check it out. We're talking today with Laura Blodgett. She is the author of Why Does Grandma Run Barefoot? But more importantly, she is a barefoot runner. And there are more and more barefoot runners that are showing up. There's a woman in my neighborhood that runs barefoot every single day. I see her. And she runs in some very, very cold weather. She's dedicated to it. So let's talk about, people can get the book at Amazon.com, first of all. It's a paperback, yes. Right?
Either Kindle or paperback.
Okay, and if you're a Kindle Unlimited member, the book is free. How about that? But
nice.
So how do people get started? So somebody's listening to the show and they're going, okay, I think I'm interested in this. Where do they start? Do you just take off your sneakers and get out there?
Well, only for a very short time. It's helpful to think about shoes, the common shoes that people wear as a cast. I have one friend who calls them foot coffins because it's a place your feet go to die.
That's brilliant.
So, yeah. So you want to remember, you know, if your arm was in a cast or your leg was in a cast, you wouldn't just go out and start running or weightlifting just like you were before the cast or like somebody else who has been doing it without a cast for a long time. Your muscles are weak in ways that you don't understand. You will understand it very quickly if you do too much too soon. There are your lower legs and your feet, they're not used to being used right. But don't get confused about the pain. The pain does not mean that they shouldn't be used that way. The pain means that you've maybe done too much, but it also means they're trying to be used the way they're meant to be used. So you want to start with smaller differences, smaller distances. Like with anything else, if you do a little bit every day or every couple of days and gradually get stronger and then rest occasionally when it feels like maybe you've overdone it, then you will give your body a chance to get stronger. Another factor with, like we talked about the grass versus the asphalt, it can be actually very helpful to throw in some rough surfaces in your training. It doesn't have to be a lot. It could be a few feet or a few yards because it helps you to work on your form that you were talking about heel striking and stuff and shoes. And when you run barefoot, you actually can have a wider variety of forms and it's better for a more well-balanced muscle usage. So doing some where you're maybe on a little bit smoother, more comfortable asphalt or cement where you can run and feel the ground better, but just run lightly and run easily. Definitely do not be pushing speed or be comparing yourself to other people who have been doing it a while. I think it can take a good couple of years for your legs and your feet to get as strong as they need to be to really relax about it and say, yeah, I'm a barefoot runner.
So would you say start out walking barefoot?
I think walking is fine. I think you can also start out running. I think people who haven't been running have an advantage with starting out with barefoot running because they don't have any preconceived ideas or feel like they have personal records they need to maintain. People who haven't been running, I think, will be genuinely surprised with how fun it can be to run when you do it barefoot. So I would say start out with just a few yards and then increase a little bit at a time, like I said, and get a feel for it.
Don't you have to run a little differently? Like when I started to sprint in five fingers, mm-hmm. I took my heel out of the equation completely. Where if I was running in a shoe with a higher heel, I would have no other opportunity but to heel strike to some degree. In five fingers, I tend to run on the pad and ball and toes of my feet, and my heel doesn't touch the ground at all. Is this something like if you've been running in conventional sneakers and you've been heel striking, you really aren't going to last very long if you start heel striking in bare feet, right?
Well, if you're running in bare feet, you're probably not going to heel strike. You don't have the shoe forcing you to heel strike.
Right.
And it's going to be very uncomfortable. And that's another reason, like I said, don't start out sprinting and doing things like that. There can be things that you can think about, like think about running a little more lightly or thinking about actually more of a midfoot strike.
Yes.
And running lightly.
Yes.
But if you just go out and take a moderate to slow pace and just get a feel for it, your body will learn. It's like you really didn't have to think about walking. Of course, most of us probably don't remember learning to walk, but nobody had to exactly describe, now do it exactly this way. Your body had to learn how to use the parts.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And also, it's important to note, we walked barefoot for millennia. I mean, the whole idea of covering our feet with shoes or even, you know, a piece of hide or something like that is relatively new. And even we always want to observe the hunter-gatherer diet. What we fail to realize is the hunter-gatherer lifestyle is as big of a contributor to overall health, longevity, and healthy aging as is the food that hunter-gatherers eat, the work they do. And they do it all barefoot.
Yeah, being active, definitely a plus. We can obviously agree on that. The idea of not having anything on your feet, I emphasize particularly for learning. And I love, the more you do it, the more you actually miss those sensations if you put something on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there are extreme conditions, or maybe I have cut something on a part of my foot and I want to bandage it, it can be a little bit difficult to bandage a part of the foot. So sometimes I look like I have a lot of tape on my foot, but I'm just trying to keep one little Band-Aid on in one spot. But, when you cut someplace on your finger, you don't then say, oh, I need to wear really thick rubber or leather gloves now for the rest of my life.
Right.
You say, no, I hope this heals so that I can get back to using my hands the right way.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Right.
There is a place for gloves. There is a place for sunglasses or for hearing protection, but they are for the extreme conditions. And most of the time you want those senses to be allowed to function unhindered.
When I had to switch from wearing five fingers for a decade to mitten sneakers because of the injury, how it progressed, I told Elisa, I feel like I can't walk. I feel like I'm unstable all of a sudden. I feel like I'm not purchasing the ground the way I used to. I was literally unstable trying to become accustomed to sneakers that I wore, the style of sneakers I wore 10 years ago.
Right. And that's one reason why one of the types of footwear I have are running sandals, because sometimes when it's really cold or wet, or my husband takes me someplace that is really, really rocky, just having that layer is all I need, but it allows me to have the toe spread, and they're very flexible sandals and thin.
What about, you don't like five fingers, huh?
I'm not a big fan of five fingers.
Tell me why.
I tried them for, I don't know, maybe 9 months, because the ones that I tried, they may have changed since then, but the ones that I tried actually had a thickness to their toes that kept them stiff and distorted a little bit of the ground feel.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That Vibram rubber is very dense and quite rigid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ran in glass once. Why?
It was an accident.
Okay, talk about it.
So I was running on a bike path, and I live in kind of semi-rural Idaho. It's not like we have a lot of gangs or anything like that. But apparently somebody had a party and crushed a couple of bottles, but the lighting had been such that I hadn't noticed it. And I was doing a long run on a 4 mile lap stretch that day. And so I actually ended up going back over it about six times before I saw it. And then I saw it and I leaped over, and it wasn't a big deal. But a lot of the concerns that people have about being barefoot are, I'm lacking the word, but they're overemphasized. They're too concerned.
Exaggerated. They're concerned. Their concerns are exaggerated, right?
That's right. That's the word I was looking for. So like I was, they say, oh, I couldn't do that. My feet are too tender. Well, yes, your feet are too tender because you've been not letting them touch the ground. Or they say, I can't go barefoot because I'm allergic to bees. Well, there are lots of places to walk where there are not bees.
And bees are not stinging anybody on the feet anyway, just for the record. I don't think anyone has ever been stung on their foot by a bee.
Well, it depends on the type. You know, bee can maybe be a broad category. There are some that do nest in the ground in yellow jackets. And I understand that if this is a really anaphylactic concern for people, they could be afraid of that. But there are so many different ways and places to go barefoot where it's healthy.
Yeah. I want to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about. The book is called Why Does Grandma Run Barefoot? And it's actually available at Amazon. If you are not an Amazon Unlimited member, you can get it, the Kindle version, for $4.99. It's really, really a good book. If you're thinking about, gee, this sounds interesting, something else to add to my repertoire, get the book and read it before you start endeavoring this, because there are some things that you need to be aware of. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana a banner ad today.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice, plus free shipping, just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
So, Age Force, the only company with the most complete selection of transdermal delivery patch products in the world, quite frankly, right here in the United States, and they ship all over the world, is having a buy one, get three free plus shipping. This is just silly. So you go to their website. Well, you actually have to go to superhumanradio.net, click the Age Force banner ad. It's the only way to get to this offer. It's not available to the general public. Once you're at their website, you pick a patch, and you get three more for free, and they ship it to you for free, and that includes international shipping. So my listeners in the UK and Australia and all over the world can take advantage of this offer. It's silly not to. I mean, they've got everything. They've got melatonin patches. They've got vitamin B12 patches. They've got DHEA and pregnenolone patches. They've got weight loss patches. They've got energy patches that build energy. I mean, it's just sick that the number of patches they have there are crazy. And now you can get buy one, get three free plus free shipping. Check it out. SuperhumanRadio.net. Click the Age Force banner ad to get started. We're talking with Laura Blodgett. Her book is Why Does Grandma Run Barefoot? And the reality is that more and more people are doing barefoot running today. Originally, I thought you lived in Arizona. I've lived in Arizona for a period of time. The ground can get very, very, very hot, blisteringly hot in Arizona in the middle of the summer. What do people do when the climate they live in may not be ideal for running barefoot? I guess this is how our hunter-gatherers probably evolved to put something on the sole of their feet.
I think that every climate is more agreeable to running barefoot than people think. I remember this question going around in one of the groups I have belonged to and participated in the past, the Barefoot Runner Society Forum. And one of the classic answers is, well, I don't run when it's the middle of the day, 100 degrees. Do you? I mean, most people run in the morning when it's cooler. You can pick your environment and generally, I mean, you think about when they have races scheduled. They don't pick the hottest part of the day. People don't like to do their exercise then. But on the other hand, your feet, your body, your skin adapts to where you are and what you do. There's a particular tribe that I remember, I wish I could remember the name of it, but somebody did an article about it. And they were barefoot all the time, and they developed kind of like a boot. Their skin all the way up to their calf got super, super hard and thick. Now, admittedly, a lot of us don't necessarily want that extreme. But the point is that the body actually does adapt to environment a lot more than we give it credit for.
So women love to have soft skin. Women love to have, you know, rub my feet, honey. And, you know, I love to rub Elisa's feet, put lotion on. We're watching TV. I like to do that sort of thing. How should I expect my feet to change texturally if I start running barefoot?
Mostly what you get is a leathery, I would say, hobbit-like sole on the bottom of your foot. When I, again, I've had people ask, can I just touch the bottom of your foot? And they've been surprised. It doesn't feel like what they would say alligator skin or something like that. It's leathery. Now, how much you want to take care of that and make it smoother. Like, I think the parts that tend to be rougher for me are around the perimeter, the, you know, right where the bottom of the foot meets the sole, because those don't get rubbed as much, but they can get a little rough. But I went in to get my toenails done a couple of years ago, and the lady wanted to, she said, "Oh, your feet, they're so thick. We need to file them soft." I'm like, no.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
It took me years to develop that. Don't mess with that.
Yeah. So part of it is, you know, you have to think how much our cultural norms and expectations and how you've trained yourself to think about beauty, how important are they in the face of how your body is meant to be used? I've learned to embrace the fact that my feet are spreading and to take pride in the fact that they are getting thick because I have used them so much.
The appropriate way, the way they were designed to be used from an evolutionary perspective, that's really important. You know, culture drives evolution. We had done a couple different shows with Dr. Daniel Lieberman, the author of The Story of the Human Body.
I recognize his name.
Yeah, you know, culture drives evolution, and we're seeing that today, and the culture isn't always right. So if I'm going to start running barefoot, should I give up the hope of having a partner who runs with me?
You know, it just really depends on where you live and what your family is like. My two youngest daughters in particular are runners as well and have done a fair amount of barefoot running with me. My husband tries it some, even though he was the one who introduced me to it. He was not as inspired to do it. So, you know, yes and no. It just depends on your goals. In a lot of ways, I prefer not to always have a running partner because it allows me to run more in tune with my own body. Sometimes I like a running partner just for the discussion and the conversation, and that helps me to relax with running. I know another friend of mine who is about 60 and has run barefoot for about the same amount of time. She goes out with a running group regularly and does fine with them.
Yeah, I guess you could. I just realized that you can run with people who wear shoes. It's not like as though, oh no, you have to run with me because I'm barefoot. because you've been doing it so long, I'm sure you can keep up with them, no problem, right?
Well, it just depends on your own level of running. Barefoot does not necessarily make you faster, just because we all have our own talents and things. You know, how we have to train to make the best of our own situation. Some people are naturally faster.
Yeah. I love running by myself, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I even like walking by myself. I don't want to chit-chat when I walk. I often have some very spiritual moments when walking and running. If the right music is playing and the visual aspect of the run is nice, like when I lived in Arizona, I used to love to run first thing in the morning because the sun coming up over the desert it connects you with something that you're not used to. And I've actually experienced something called autonomous sensory meridian responses when I've run or walked by myself. I never have that when I'm walking with somebody else or running with somebody else and there's chit-chat going on, or I've got to move so you can run over that path and all that sort of stuff. So personally, I like to do it by myself anyway, so it doesn't matter. But what about the idea of racing? Do they have barefoot races now where people run the races without shoes on?
I have done one barefoot race that was specifically designed to do that, but most of the races that I've been in were not designed to be barefoot races. I was just taking part in them. If you're not very experienced with barefoot running, it's a really good idea to go check out the course ahead of time. I have never run up against race coordinators not letting me run because I'm barefoot, but that has been a thing in the past, and so it might be something to check into as well, because you don't want to pay the fee and get there and then be kicked out, because there's people have ideas about liability and they just can't deal with it.
What about the course is important if you're planning on running a race against people who are shooed and you're going to run barefoot? What needs to be understood about the course that may change the way you run or whether you even partake in that particular race?
Oh, it's really just as simple as whether or not you have been running enough on the types of surfaces that will be in the course. I have never had any problem with people stepping on me, or your feet are pretty much underneath you. It's not a big deal. I've had people stop and run alongside me because they want to talk about it. And it's really funny. Sometimes the people who talk, I had one super macho, tall young man. He's like, I am so impressed with you. And I'm trying to tell him, you know what? I'm getting more credit than I deserve because I'm doing it the right way and it's really fun.
Right. And if you try it, you'd understand that. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about marathons. Is it possible to run a marathon barefoot? We're talking with Laura Blodgett. Her website, I'm sorry. Do you have a website, Laura? We've been plugging your book. Do you have a website?
I do have a website also. It's called funfitnessafter50.com.
funfitnessafter50.com. So check that out. And of course, the book is on Amazon. Why Does Grandma Run Barefoot? We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company. When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel.
evolution just got kicked up a notch.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax. It's the new
welcome back. Laura Blodgett's website is funfitnessafter50, and that's 50, the number 50.com. Funfitnessafter50.com. Go there and let her know you heard about her here on Superhuman Radio. A little bit later in the show, Dr. Laszlos Boros is going to join us. If you've never heard of deuterium, you're going to want to listen to this one. It's really important. Like deuterium may be one of the ways to cure people of cancer. By reducing deuterium intake, you're going to find out more about that and what deuterium does to the mitochondria and the role it plays in a variety of different diseases. And no one is talking about it, but Dr. Boros has been talking about it for a very, very long time. So have you ever run a marathon, Laura?
I have only ever run one marathon.
That's a lot. I've only ever run one barefoot. Isn't a marathon 26 miles?
26.2.
I mean, that's a lot of running on your bare feet. Yeah.
I say it was my 90% barefoot marathon because there were a couple of places towards the second half of the marathon that were chip seal, and you become an asphalt expert when you run barefoot. Chip seal can be very sharp, and the more tired you are, the harder it is to run lightly on some of those surfaces.
Yes.
So I knew my own limits, and I had a pair of sandals that I put on for just a few yards, a couple of places. To make it through that. But I finished barefoot, and I would have never run a marathon if I had not discovered barefoot running.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you've actually done things you would have never done just because you're a barefoot runner. That's pretty cool.
The man who wrote the preface for my book has run many, many marathons barefoot, and I know a lot of other people have as well. And I do hope to run another marathon barefoot sometime, but I've mostly settled at the half marathon distance for a little bit because I wanted to go through just much more gradually building up to that distance.
What about foot care? Do you do anything special for your feet that is wise to pay attention to, or do you just let them take the beating and get thicker and get stronger?
When I was the first few years, I found it useful to put some olive oil on them regularly at night to help with dryness. And that can depend a lot on your environment, which, you know, if you lived in Arizona, because like I lived in Taiwan for a few months, a few years ago, and I didn't have any problems with dry skin there. It's 100% humidity. But here in Idaho in the high desert, I felt like I needed to do that. But then I haven't needed to do that for like the last year. And I don't know why, if it's just going through cycles. I do have cracks sometimes, but I had cracks in my feet when I wore shoes more regularly.
Right.
Again, it's more environmental.
Yeah. Yeah. I think cracks come from the material that stays in contact with your feet, literally pulling the oils out of your feet more than anything else.
Yeah. I'm sure that has a huge impact on it. But the other thing that I do regularly, which helps a lot, is I actually almost every night I have a warm bath and I massage the bottoms of my feet just a little bit. I mean, it's probably 15, 20 seconds, and that helps loosen up all of the connections all up the leg.
Does your hubby rub your feet when you guys are watching TV sitting on the couch?
No, because I don't sit still very much.
Oh, okay. Well, that leads kind of to my next question. So since you found barefoot running, barefoot walking is no big deal. Do you go out in public often barefoot?
I do. I have been known to forget my shoes. The stigma that is associated with it can be overwhelming sometimes to different degrees for different people. Some people are really good at thumbing their noses at it. But when you go out in public barefoot, you get a variety of reactions from people very ungraciously telling you how dirty it is and how you're a low life for going barefoot to people who are just amazed. And a lot of people ignore you. You don't actually get as much attention as you might think, but when you do get it, it can be overwhelming, especially at first.
You know, barefootedness has been associated with being ignorant, being poor, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Right.
I live in Kentucky. where people make fun of people in Kentucky because they're barefoot and toothless and that all. So it's really interesting that this is actually possibly a new wave of being barefoot for a different reason than because you're broke or you're ignorant. So I have an idea. So what you need to do is you need to buy a pair of Chuck Taylors, take a razor blade, cut the tops away from the soles, put the tops on. So then the people see the tops of the shoes, but you're barefoot. So you're satisfied. You're barefoot. They're satisfied. They think you're wearing something on your feet.
Yeah, there actually have been some people who have designed products that are supposed to mimic that so that you're not as easy to spot as a barefoot
person.
Yeah,
I think it's a great idea. Just cut the soles out. Just have the, you know, people go, oh, I love those sneakers. Yeah, thanks a lot. And then when they see you walk away and they see the underneath of them as you walk away, they go, oh, my God, she's barefoot. But yeah, I know it's amazing. The stigma of wearing five fingers in public. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had people say, you know, how do those feel? And are those comfortable? And what are those? And some little kid one day at a restaurant, Elisa and I were walking into a restaurant, and she said to her mother, Mom, he looks like he has gorilla feet. Because I had my black five fingers on. She had just been, her mother said, oh, we were just at the zoo and we saw the gorillas. And she goes, Mom, he looks like he has gorilla's feet. So I could imagine just the stigma of wearing five fingers, because really what you're doing when you wear five fingers or you're barefoot is you're challenging the accepted norm. And people don't like that. They like you to be in step. Not doing something different, because then that makes them, oh, now I have to question what I'm doing. No, I don't want to. Just get back in line with the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely. The other problem is that when you use your feet, right, just like when you get active with anything else, my feet get hot too easily now. Now, I wouldn't say too easily, more easily than, you know, the average person, because they have such good circulation.
And the muscles are working, right? The muscles are getting a pump, basically. You're getting, you're building up heat because the muscles are actually working instead of being in the coffin, like you said before. So, yeah, it's great. It's been a fascinating interview. I say rock on. You're doing great things for bringing this discussion to the forefront. Barefoot running is something that more and more people are doing today. And I foresee a time sometime in the future where more and more people get it, that staying barefoot more often will get rid of all those foot problems that you have. Your feet were never designed to fit into Tom McCann's or Florsheim shoes, especially pointy ones with high heels. It's just ridiculous. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Take care, Laura.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Laszlo Boros, all the way from Hungary, to talk about the role of deuterium in disease. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Unlike a lot of other services, Thrive Market doesn't require that you sign up for a subscription every month. You join, and membership has benefits. You save up to 50% off of organic foods, high-quality foods that you are probably buying at Whole Foods right now or Fresh Market and paying way too much money for. If you use the app, you will be able to order any time of day and night when something comes to your mind and literally have it show up on your doorstep in a couple days. Don't get caught in traffic. Don't burn any gas. And save money on the food you're already buying. That's the beauty of Thrive Market. If you go to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio, you'll get $60 worth of free organic grocery credits to spend however you want on organic groceries, plus free shipping just to try them out. Check them out. Show them some love. Also, you can click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net for Thrive Market. I first started to hear about deuterium when I was in California a couple years ago working with Quest. Ron Penna is brilliant. He is a sponge for all sorts of information. He doesn't discount anything. He reads it. He thinks about it. He applies critical thinking, and then he decides whether or not it requires further investigation. One of the things he started talking to me about was deuterium back then, and he put it on my radar, and I started to follow it. Really, no one has invested the body of work in understanding deuterium and its role in disease states, cancer, mitochondrial functioning, than my next guest, Dr. Laszlo Boros. How are you doing, Dr. Boros?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, and I met you actually in person at the Keto conference in Tampa a couple years ago. But I've heard about you. I've read your book when I was in California working with Quest. And I found your research so very fascinating because anytime I find something that seems plausible but no one else is talking about it, it piques my interest to a greater degree. So when did deuterium find its way into your front windshield where you were paying attention to it?
Yeah, so thank you for inviting me to the show. It's an honor. And the book you're referring to was written by a colleague of mine and a friend of mine who was a biologist. His name is Dr. Gabor Somiai. And he studied deuterium since the early 1990s. And he studied deuterium content in water and how this heavy hydrogen isotope, stable isotope, is twice as heavy actually than hydrogen is. Affects cell proliferation. And my involvement in the project was a scientific collaboration with Dr. Shomia's team back in early 2000s, where they were studying tumor cells. And we developed a metabolic tracer track technology using glucose, where actually we can study mitochondrial metabolism very accurately, very precisely. And we were actually changing deuterium content in H2O or in water in cell culture media. And what we found was that deuterium content of the media, the cell culture media, the water there the cells are growing in, regulates the rate of proliferation and also mitochondrial function. And at that time, we were very interested to explain the mechanism, how deuterium, which is just a very simple stable isotope, heavier than hydrogen, is regulates mitochondrial function or energy production or water production in our cells. Now, the interesting development was then when in 2009 I got a phone call from the NIH, from the Urology Oncology Service, and they were telling me that they had a patient who had kidney cancer, and one of the enzymatic mutations were located in the mitochondria, and this very aggressive cancer was actually related to this water exchange reaction in the mitochondria. This mitochondria are energy producing and water producing little organs in our cells. And we figured that once this mitochondrial water or the metabolic water that our body produces cannot recycled in mitochondria, it causes cancer.
I want to inject something here because this is important. Some connecting the dots as you go through this discussion.
That's right.
So, Dr. Thomas Seyfried, his landmark book and his work on mitochondrial dysfunction actually being the first domino in the formation of cancer cells. He did research showing that if you take the mitochondria out of a cancer cell and put it in a healthy cell, the oncogenes switch on and vice versa, which proves that the mitochondria is what becomes dysfunctional first before any genetic changes in a cancer cell, which means that mitochondrial dysfunction and probably, and I'm going to say 80% of cancers because I don't know everything, 80% of cancer is the reason that cancer begins. So what you're saying is that the exposure of the mitochondria to deuterium makes the mitochondria work harder and damages the mitochondria, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Then now go ahead. Now go on. Now go on from there. I just wanted to throw that in there. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Dr. Seyfried and myself, we have been studying mitochondria of various directions, and we both concluded that cancer is a disease of cellular metabolism, and mitochondrial dysfunction or mitochondrial defects are prior to DNA defects are able to cause cancer. And what is damaging or what is injuring mitochondria is what we discovered in the form of deuterium. Now, you need to look at mitochondria as a ATP or energy synthesizing little organelle, which uses hydrogens to transfer hydrogens very rapidly through the matrix membrane using these nanomotors. They are literally exactly just protein nanomotors that actually transfer 1,500 hydrogens from the outer matrix membrane into the inner matrix membrane. And in the meantime, these little nanomotors are spinning at top speed, I would say 9,000 rotations per minute, which is actually faster than a car engine. And they transfer 1,500 hydrogens per second into the mitochondrial matrix. And oxygen is there, so they form water. This is what we call metabolic water. We get oxygen from the air, and we get hydrogen from the food. Now, deuterium being twice as heavy as hydrogen, it can, and it damages this little delicate nanomotor.
But is it because it's heavy, or is it because of the bonds that exist in this double hydrogen?
It's both.
Okay.
It's both. It actually has higher affinity, or it actually bounds like twice or three times more rigorously to carbons and hydrogens, carbons and oxygen, and actually break off a deuterium from oxygen or carbon instead of a hydrogen. Once you replace a hydrogen with deuterium, it may take about 10 or 15 times more energy to break that bond. So you're dealing with a stable isotope that can damage these mitochondrial functions, including these nanomotors. And once the nanomotors stop, your TCA cycle slows down. There's a process we call metabolite or intermediate crowding. Your glycolysis doesn't work as efficiently. You cannot break down fatty acids very efficiently, and as a result of that, your carbohydrates and your substrates will end up in DNA, and your cells will start proliferating. So practically, deuterium is a submolecular, and this is where Dr. Seyfried is very correct. There's a submolecular biochemical network, which was, predicted back in the 1988, showing that actually changing these nanomotors' rotation can cause normal human cells to turn into cancer cells.
Wow.
And it was actually published in Nature in 1988. And a few years later, investigators from the Czech Republic, from Europe, showed that actually deuterium is not a substrate, or it cannot be transferred by these nanomotors moving through the membrane. And in 1993, Dr. Gábor Somlyay published that actually changing deuterium in the environment, more precisely in water, will affect the cell's ability to proliferate. And in the meantime, they also describe many mutations in DNA, but the underlying cause or the underlying effect or the mechanism of DNA damage and protein and peptide functional and structural damage is related to increase of deuterium in our cells.
Okay, so now we're gonna start talking about deuterium and water, but The reality is that we have encountered deuterium for millennia. In fact, it is said that deuterium existed in during the Big Bang. It's found in rocks that we take from other planets. So deuterium is naturally occurring, but it also appears to transition from deuterium to two separate hydrogen ions as well, back and forth, depending on voltage changes and such. And I want to do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. I want to talk about where do we get the greatest exposure to deuterium. We're going to have Dr. Q Collins, your colleague, on the show very shortly to talk about the research that he's been having with your clinic. I know that you are also involved with the clinic in California with Dr. Q Collins about helping people deplete deuterium from the body and having great results. What I want to talk to you about now is water and other things that have deuterium. We're talking with Dr. Lazlos Boros. This is a really interesting discussion. You probably have never heard of it before, and you're probably saying to yourself, well, if this is true, why aren't the oncology professionals discussing this? Why aren't they working on this? And I'll tell you why. If you're halfway on your way to California and somebody says, you were supposed to go to New York, you'll just drive on to California. They've got too much invested in what they've done to turn around now. The only hope is that people like Dr. Boros and Dr. Q Collins and others who are starting to have this discussion saying, this is yet another thing we need to pay attention to. Stay tuned.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax
Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Lazos Boros about deuterium. So the first part of the show, we discussed how deuterium screws with mitochondria. And clearly, we know that screwing with your mitochondria can actually cause cells to become cancer cells. So let's talk about something else now. Where are we getting most of the deuterium in our diet today, Dr. Boros?
Carbohydrates are, in general, from fruits and from industrial sources, which we don't really know exactly the source. Those are usually high in deuterium. And proteins, again, of industrial source, were actually the source of the proteins and the amino acids come from sugar or sugar-based industrial processes. They may have high deuterium. And GMO, in general, has high deuterium. As far as their products.
Okay, wait. So hold on a second. So let's talk about something. Let's zero in and then and hold your thought. I want you to go on from there. But so I once had a discussion with Ron Penner where he proposed that perhaps the reason that grass-fed beef has lower deuterium is because there's higher deuterium in corn and soy and grains that they feed conventional beef. So why would grass have less deuterium than, say, these grains? Is it because of the water that they're using to water these crops?
Yeah, so photosynthesis or the production of organic material with the help of sunlight is actually breaking water. As we mentioned before, the oxygen-hydrogen bond breaks easier than the oxygen-deuterium bond. So in grass or in the grass-fed animals, deuterium is more commonly and more often broken off of oxygen in water than deuterium. So actually in plants, in green plants, grass mostly, there's a deuterium discrimination or deuterium fractionation. So the organic material of grass is already deuterium depleted. So every product that is of that photosynthesis source, like beef that has been grass-fed or beef that's been farm-raised because of deuterium-depleted grass, their fat, their meat, especially their fat, will be deuterium-depleted.
What about sugar? Is the sugar have any special accumulation or concentration of deuterium because of modern agriculture and how they grow and process sugar?
Yeah, sugar in general is high in deuterium because carbohydrates are synthesized differently than fat. Sugar of greens, meaning that beans and vegetables are actually some lower in lutein, but sugar in fruits are high in lutein. And because of industrial agricultural processes that we know as GMO, they change the ability of these agricultural products actually to deplete lutein.
Okay, so now I want to inject something else. We know that lots of water sources are high in deuterium, especially if certain things are done to them. So I read that. Okay, so one of the areas where a high concentration of deuterium or deuterated water or heavy water is used in nuclear power plants to cool nuclear reactors, because this highly deuterated water has a virtually non-existent boiling point, so it's almost like anti-freeze or anti-boil, if you want, and they use it in nuclear reactors. The way they make deuterated water, and please, I'm asking as much as making a statement, so correct me. The way they make deuterated water is to run electrical voltages through the water, and this electrification of the water seems to increase the bonds of hydrogens and makes more and concentrates more deuterium. Is that true?
Yeah, so there are many different physical ways, like physics is really the area where you can explain and you can tell how heavy water is done. And one of the ways of making heavy water is breaking water using electricity, or actually distilling water, and the remaining leftover water that has not been evaporated has higher deuterium, and when you repeat the process,
and in fact, then you end up and in with fact, heavy water. I want to tell the audience something that I stopped doing after you first told me about this in Tampa. So I have a heated carafe that I boil water in for tea for Elisa and I every morning, and as a rule, I boil water in the morning and maybe even boil it 2 or 3 times to reheat it. And then that water stays in there till the next morning, and then I put more water to top it off and start again. The water that has been reheated several times most likely has a higher content of deuterium, doesn't it?
Yeah, if the fraction, that's why we call it fragmentation, the fragment of water that has not been evaporated, the vapor has less deuterium. And if you boil water at 100 Celsius, then 4% less deuterium there's in the vapor. So if you make it, if you distill it, then you're going to end up with somewhat deuterium depleted water. And you're right, if water is left in the pot, then it accumulates deuterium.
Now, one other thing, I'm not going to mention a company's name, but there is a company today, it's a multi-level marketing company that sells a water processing unit that is supposed to increase the alkalinity of water. Now, I'm not talking about the alkalinity with you. I don't want to discuss that. But the process in which they claim to raise the alkalinity of water is through electrification of the water. Wouldn't it make sense that if electrifying water is how they make heavy water for nuclear reactors, that electrifying water and then drinking it is probably not a good idea?
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything to water. It's very tricky. And it's unpredictable how the deuterium content will change. The safest water that you can actually drink is either vapor water, rainwater, or distilled water, or pharmaceutically purified water, or distilled water that has certain deuterium content, or the water that you make in your system from fats, which is deuterium depleted water. So with oxygen, you can make your own water. We call this metabolic water. Your body produces 1.1 times the weight of fat you eat, pure water, in the mitochondria. That's I always recommend that's the safest. But if you want to combine the power of your metabolism and also deuterium depletion in the form of water, you can also drink it. I don't endorse I don't mention any particular product, of course. Yet, truly, there are ways of finding water with known deuterium content.
There are ways to find it, you're saying?
There, yeah, you can. You can find water with various deuterium contents. You can get data from the registry of the American agricultural or analytical chemistry databases, because actually deuterium in water is measured regularly in well water, in vapor water, and you can actually use that data for your own information. You can have your water measured as far as its deuterium content, and you can actually measure deuterium from your breath, so you can measure deuterium in your own body using your body fluids.
And in fact, so, the name of your clinic with Dr. Q Collins in California, you actually offer that breath test, don't you?
We order three kind of tests. One is saliva, urine, and as you mentioned, deuterium in your breath vapor, which gives you this overall measurement or idea of how much deuterium you have in your system. You can also send in your food, or you can send in your water sample or liquid sample, whatever you are interested in measuring, and we can measure that.
How much does it cost? Because I'm interested in sending some water samples into you guys. How much does it cost to measure?
Dr. Q is better answering those those questions, because I'm not involved in that process. I'm just a chief scientist, so I can only talk about science. Dr. Q can tell you that.
Okay, so we've made the connection between deuterium and mitochondrial stress. We know that mitochondrial stresses can cause the beginnings of certain types of cancers. Are there any other disease states that can be traced back potentially to deuterium overload in the body?
Yeah, this is a very good question, because any disease that develops on the basis of metabolite crowding or intermediate metabolite crowding, those are always related to deuterium metabolism one way or another. So once you slow down these nanomotors and which organs are affected, then you may develop diabetes, obesity, degenerative disorders, and the list is fairly broad. We know that drinking water affects bipolar disease, and that paper was published a few years ago from the University of Oxford. The correlation coefficient between drinking water deuterium content and, you know,
bipolar events. People who suffer from bipolar disorder, they have events, right? Their bipolar disease could be under wraps well, and then all of a sudden they have an event where they're either manic or they're very depressed. Are you saying that there could be a correlation between the consumption of water or products high in deuterium to triggering those episodes of bipolar disorder?
Yeah. In fact, if you look at the map of deuterium content of drinking water, it's almost the same as the geographical distribution of bipolar disease.
Now, they treat bipolar disease with lithium. Is there some sort of reciprocity between something that lithium does and something that deuterium does?
Yeah, so lithium being kind of a heavy salt,
right?
It affects those cells which are metabolically very tuned. But in brain cells or neurocytes, metabolism is very different. Those are very sensitive to high deuterium. So once they cannot deplete deuterium on their own, because they cannot oxidize fatty acids. They have to have ketone bodies to deplete deuterium in the central nerve system. So that's why ketogenic diets are cures for epilepsy and some compulsion disorders. So, and there's a big literature on that. But it seems that deuterium metabolism, nutritional ketosis, and deuterium content of drinking water, they all come hand in hand. And they can biochemically, they can be explained how they cause the disease or how they prevent the disease when you compare deuterium content and the benefits of ketogenic diets.
Does the presence of ketone bodies have some sort of mitigating effect on what deuterium does bad to our bodies? So in other words, if I'm not on the ketogenic diet, but I take ketone salts twice a day, so I have elevated ketone bodies in my bloodstream. Am I doing something good to ward off the potential damages of deuterium?
Yes, indeed, because ketone bodies, they have low deuterium. So when you actually produce water from ketone bodies, you use the low deuterium hydrogen of ketone bodies and you oxidize them in your mitochondria, then you deplete your deuterium.
Wow, this is so fascinating. This is so fascinating. So what is new? So a lot of the stuff you and I are talking about is stuff that you and your colleagues have brought to the forefront many years ago, and you're just trying to get people to pay attention to it. Is there anything new that you can share with us that's exciting in the deuterium category right now?
So once we linked up metabolic water production or biological complete substrate oxidation, mitochondrial function with deuterium depletion, this whole area of deuterium that's been studied in many different ways have become clear that mitochondrial function and energy, cellular energy production very much depends on hydrogen and proton availability, and deuterium interferes with that. And we actually prevent, deplete deuterium to prevent diseases and also to prevent cancer. And also with some deuterium measurements, we can actually offer some benefits in these diseases.
How, if you follow a deuterium depleting approach, how long does it take to reduce deuterium in the body? Is it something that is the body holds on to, or is it something that you can rid fairly quickly?
So if you use deuterium depleted water, then your red blood cells start depleting deuterium through glycolysis, and there's a process when glucose, lactate, and cericycle, what we call glucose, is restored. So deuterium is getting depleted as soon as your substrate is getting to your bloodstream, and as you go deeper in your cells, deuterium is more and more depleted, and eventually in your mitochondria, there shouldn't be any deuterium whatsoever.
And what period of time? Are we talking about months? Are we talking about years?
If you use deuterium depleted water on its own, it takes about 6 weeks to see some significant drop, depending on what deuterium depleted water product you use. But if you combine nutrition, low deuterium fat consumption and deuterium depleted water, then you can actually see significant drop in your deuterium level in a few weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what the average deuterium level is of groundwater here in the United States and other places, and what is the deuterium level of deuterium depleted water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoCana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice, plus free shipping, just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Lazlos Boros about deuterium, something worth paying attention to. For a variety of reasons. I also suspect that a lot of mitochondrial dysfunction diseases like, chronic fatigue that's been tracked back to mitochondrial dysfunction could have a link to deuterium. So what does normal water typically have as far as levels of deuterium, and then what does deuterium-depleted water have, Dr. Boros?
Yeah, so oceanic water, which is the reference, that's the biggest body of water on our planet, has 155 an average of deuterium ppm parts per million. That means every 1 million hydrogen would have 155 deuterium in it. It's not a big number yet. When you look at these nanomotors and when you look at the very fast rotation, every 6,000 protons would have one deuterium, but transferring about 1,500 protons per second, if we had 155 parts per million deuterium in our system, a nanomotor would break down in every 4 seconds in our mitochondria. So to actually gate this out, to filter it out from our system, our biochemistry or biochemical system has to be very alert of deuterium. And the water we drink, which is fragmented from oceanic water one way or another, maybe vapor or cloud formation and rains, they are in the range of 145 to 152. The highest we measured so far was some coconut water related drinks that had almost 155 ppm. And in comparison, for example, capsaicin, which is a fat, and you make it water in your system, which is from green pepper, it only has 110, 109 parts per million. So when you look at the various water products, you can probably find deuterium in the range of 143 to 155, anywhere in that range.
Okay.
When you look at fat based water production, when you actually burn fat and you produce your own metabolic water, it's always below 115, and probably closer to the range of 105 and 115. So this difference between the water that you drink or the water that you produce makes all the trick of how easily your body can filter out the remaining deuterium, because there's a lot of gating and a lot of filtering mechanisms.
Now, what is the deuterium content in a bottle of deuterium depleted water? Because I've seen bottles of that now. What is the deuterium content in that?
Yeah, so there are various deuterium depleted water products. Usually we consider it deuterium depleted water if it's below 130 parts per million. Let's say 125 ppm. That's already deuterium depleted water, and there are also 105, 85, 65, 70, and I think the lowest is 25. There's one product that is used in animal or veterinary practice, which is I believe is 40 or 25 ppm. I'm not sure,
wow.
But those are actually very, very low. And actually, dogs can smell the difference between high deuterium and low deuterium water, so they always drink low deuterium water.
Really?
So animals can smell it. Yeah, animals can smell it. We believe that the humans develop diseases because they lost the ability to check deuterium in their environment. So I think we believe that being able to measure or somehow detect deuterium, it's a very strong, very important health maintenance kind of tool that biology uses.
Okay, so two of the things that we have gotten away from as we have moved to a modern civilized model is sun exposure and the actual contact we come in with the earth. We know that two things happen when we come in contact with the earth. There's something called the Schumann resonance, which is an electromagnetic pulse that varies between 6.6 and 60 hertz, with the center, the most predominant, being 7.6. We also know that coming in contact with the earth has an ability to share electrons with us and has a grounding effect. We've seen that when you ground yourself is a phenomenon that Ron Penna taught me about called the Rouleau effect, where the red blood cells stack together, and upon grounding, the electrical charges that cause the red blood cells to stack like chips, like casino chips, they come apart and they go edge to edge. So the reason I'm doing all this buildup is because we have now, through modernity, become shielded. We're exposed to the wrong types of radio frequencies and electromagnetic pulses that could be called electromagnetic pollution. What happens if you start to get in the sun and you start to touch the ground more often? Is there any effect on deuterium depletion? Because we know that electrical charges can build deuterium.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, one of the best ways of making water less viscous, actually making water softer, that will make these nanomotors, which we talked about, to spin faster is actually infrared light. So sunlight and sun exposure through cholesterol and through fatty acids and carbon hydrogen resonance, they communicate energy down through membrane and membrane transport to these lipid-soluble molecules. That includes vitamin D, of course, and cholesterol and long-chain saturated fatty acids. Grounding or being in contact with Mother Earth, it actually balances your charge, and it actually improves and increases your ability to resonate or absorb energy from the environment through resonance and deplete deuterium simply by improving your metabolic ATP synthesis process, which means that you really need sunlight. You really need to deplete deuterium to actually be able to resonate and communicate with your environment through these electromagnetic waves. Now, what we very recently discovered is that there is a nebula-based cosmic radiation, which is in the infrared range, and that comes from gases, which are hydrocarbons. They are like twisted cholesterol molecules in big gases around and in and between planets. And those electromagnetic waves at very specific frequencies can also deliver energy to the human body, the organic composition. And we are just getting into this hydrogen carbon, hydrogen oxygen resonance, and how deuterium interferes with the process, how deuterium alters, for example, an MRI image of a tumor or a tissue, how to use this in early diagnostics, and how to use the resonance-based measurements of tissue density, water density, and water resonance to actually find out how much deuterium interfere with those proton resonance signals in our body. So what you have described is very valid.
Okay, so do you happen to know the target frequencies? Is 9.6 hertz one of the frequencies that you're referring to, these cosmic frequencies?
I need to look into details because we use these nanometers, we use wavelengths for this particular purpose. We not only use the resonance, but we also use the wavelength to actually, and we are actually getting into this with more details. When once we know more about this, I'll definitely let you know.
What about exercise? What role does exercise have to do with helping the body deplete itself of deuterium, or does it have any effect?
So exercise produces lots of metabolic water. Again, these are actually very close correlations. More you exercise, more oxygen you take in, more fuel, more substrates, more food you burn, more water you produce. Every nutrient that you take in will produce water first. So more exercise means more metabolic water. If you eat the right food, meaning that you actually deplete deuterium through your food, you can actually burn and produce more water, which is better for your muscle function. It's better for your mental abilities. You can actually focus better. You become more durable. Your strength will increase, and actually deuterium content in your plasma and your urine and your breath, it correlates with your energy rate of energy production. So we do have data to show. We do have publications to show that deuterium and deuterium depletion and exercise, metabolic water production, they all come together to improve your mitochondrial functions.
Let's take our last commercial break. We'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Lazarus Boros. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon 1 banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Lazlos Boros. We're talking about specifically deuterium. There are people that are in the know. Andrew Scarborough talks about deuterium all the time because he has battled brain cancer and won. Phil James does as well. There's a lot of people out there starting to talk about it. It's a very, very important discussion. We need to talk about it. We need to be aware of it so that we can do things that mitigate its potential harmful effects. And you can only do that if you're paying attention to what it is and what it does. So, are you having any seminars, any upcoming events where people can attend? I know you have some YouTube videos too, right? You have a couple YouTube videos that people can go and learn more about your work in this arena.
Yeah, so we do have, and I have given lectures, and I was teaching medical students, and I'm actually talking in the Nourish Vermont conference, and this is just an ongoing, continuous publication and teaching process. On YouTube, if you go to Fumarate Hydratase, which is a channel, Fumarate Hydratase is one word, is actually the name of the enzyme that depletes deuterium in mitochondria. You're going to see a number of talks and teaching and lectures in colleges and also at conferences that actually gives you more detailed information.
Being on a low-carbohydrate diet causes the process of gluconeogenesis to kick in order to provide some level of glucose in the blood. Does gluconeogenesis have any effect on deuterium depletion?
That's right, because gluconeogenesis comes from malic acid, which is produced in the mitochondria, and that's low deuterium. And actually, triglycerides, the glycerol, can be used for gluconeogenesis, and that's low deuterium because it comes from fat. So it's better if you produce the amount of glucose that you need than eat carbohydrates or glucose that you may not need, because you can actually make up the 25% of glucose that is needed for your brain function. All other tissues can pretty much oxidized ketone bodies, and the amount of glucose that you need in your system can be produced. In my case, I usually just eat bacon and avocado, and I had a twin who died of esophageal cancer in 2006. 3 months later, I was diagnosed with advanced metaplasia, and ever since, I just depleted him. He unfortunately died a few months after diagnosis on chemotherapy, and I just figured it's better for me. Unfortunately, my mom was diagnosed with cancer too, and we put her on team depletion protocols, and she's doing fine. She had kidney cancer. So it's not only science and not only teaching for me, it's also a life experience and some kind of a solution that I believed in. And I, being a biochemist, I knew how it works. And this is the type of teaching, and this is the type of biochemistry that I'm delivering in my talks.
I mean, I like it. I like it a lot. And, you know, the irony is that a lot of the things that we understand improve health and longevity and reduce the risk of cancer also just happen to overlap with the deuterium depletion approach. You know, lower carbs, less sugar, higher protein, higher fat, exposing yourself to the sunlight, spending more time actually touching the ground. All these things we've talked about for different reasons, and then we go, oh, that depletes deuterium, that depletes deuterium, that depletes deuterium. The only thing that I have to start paying attention to is the water. And the company that I referred to earlier, I emailed them and said, do you know if your electrification of water with the goal of causing the water to become more alkaline or alkalized. They different. They, oh, no, not alkaline. It's alkalized. And I said, no, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. No. Alkalization is different than alkaline water. Okay. I said, do you know if your process concentrates deuterium? They didn't even know what deuterium was. Well, we'll find out. They've never gotten back to me. So I would love to get a sample of their water to you or Dr. Q Collins and test it. Because I suspect that there are literally tens of thousands of people who are part of this MLM who drink this water daily, who don't realize that it increases deuterium concentration, not reduces it. And that's scary to me.
Well, we know that because of the less efficient dissociation of deuterium from oxygen, heavy water or deuterium-enriched water is in the alkaline range. So you're right, and this is what they observed in the first carcinogenesis study when they transfected normal fibroblasts with this deuterium-retaining nanomotor, that the cells became more alkaline. So increasing pH is one of the characteristics of increased deuterium content.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's actually a 1988 paper in Nature. You should actually check it out, look at it, and put it up as a reference. Now, it's not only the water that you drink, but it's also the water that you breathe in. So you may just wear a mask which recycles your own deuterium-depleted breath or breathing or vapor. You may go to church to kind of be in a group of people where people deplete deuterium for each other. There's many. The literature goes back, and there's many deuterium depleting protocols in scriptures and diet and nutrition and fasting and the religious purposes we did not understand until this point. But now, as we study deuterium more of a scientific scale, and we use very precise methods of measuring it, the kind of a lot of interesting and I have to say historic facts have become more understandable, and we can actually use this information when we talk about deuterium just in general. But be ready. This is going to be a very important discussion.
One last question, and then we have to end the interview because we're going a little long. If someone were to drink heavy water, would it spontaneously cause cancer?
Well, heavy water is toxic. So before you get cancer, you actually die, meaning that you cannot increase deuterium over a certain limit because it's really it interferes with basic life processes. There's a biological range which we have to watch, and we have to find out where we are as far as their health go.
Yeah. Listen, Dr. Boros, I want to thank you. You're in Hungary right now, right?
I'm in Budapest.
Oh, right. Budapest. Yeah, okay. So, look, I want to thank you for making time to come on the show today. This has been very, very interesting.
Thank you so much. I'm coming back to LA next week. So.
Oh, good, good, good. Are you going to be there for the human Performance Summit that's going on?
I'd like to, yes.
Good. Indeed. Okay. Well, maybe we'll see each other then. Thank you so much.
Definitely. Thank you.
We also want to thank Laura Blodgett. Her book is Why Does Grandma Run Barefoot? It's on Amazon. You can get it for $4 in the Kindle version. Check her out. And then her actual website, give me a second here. I should have had this in front of me, is Fun Fitness After 50. And the number 50 is written out, 50.com, if you want to check her out. We'll see you by tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.